Blog Talk Radio.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Master Plan. I am JT, a.k.a. the Master, and as always, on the 10 a.m., you're listening to me, and I'm glad you're here. The number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220 is the place to be if you want to talk to me. Today, we're going to be talking about a few things that has tweaked my interest over the last week. One of the things is this thing about Kerry Rhodes. I don't know if you guys have been listening to or paid attention to what's going on here, but before we do that, let's bring in, as always, when I start this show off, I bring it in with some music. We're going to go way back in the day in the disco times with a Robin S. tune, one of the most popular ones at the time. If you happen to be hanging out in the club back in the 80s and 90s, you would definitely listen to this because it always popped up and it always got you on the floor dancing. Check it out, and I'll be right back. I'm back. Like I said, the number to call in is 347-637-3220. 347-637-3220. We also have a chat room open. That is for your convenience. If you would like to convey your thoughts on that chat room, feel free to do so. I look at it, and I'll respond to you. What you put in is what you get out of it, and we'll go from there. The reason I played this Show Me Love, it's because the theme of my show today, like I said, I was not turned on, that's a bad choice of words. I was informed of a certain football player that relationship went sour, and his so-called, in quotation marks, assistant slash ex-lover gets pissed off at him. And earlier this week, Kerry Rhodes' alleged ex-lover and former assistant, Russell, and his middle name, Hollywood Simpson, came forward with explosive allegations outing the NFL safety's sexual orientation and confirming details surrounding their relationship. And he's not done talking. I have a 20-minute clip of an interview that Mr. Simpson conducted or had with a certain 11-8, and I'm going to play that 20 or so minute clip, the whole thing, so you are well aware this is not something I'm making up. This is not hearsay. If you surf the internet, if you bring up Kerry Rhodes, starts with a K, E-R-R-Y, last name is Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, you will see what I've been seeing. You will see what I gather thousands of people have been seeing. What he thoroughly denies his sexual orientation is, well, if it looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck and it walks like a duck, it must be a duck. And what I see and hear and look at, it's all that. So I'm going to play this clip, and then I'm going to come back, and there's an interview that Kerry Rhodes has with a certain young lady, and it's a short one of how he feels about people who leave it alter lifestyle in the professional sports. Let's listen to this clip. It is over 20 minutes long, so I'm going to let it play, and then we'll be back.
Now every day of my life,
hi,
I'm bomb.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. This is Stephanie with Baller Alert. Is this a good time?
Yes, you're fine. Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I was emailing back and forth because she's your publicist.
Yeah, Tori. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. So I definitely want to take an opportunity to. We've been posting on you a lot. So I wanted to get an opportunity
yes.
to kind of talk to you a little
bit. I hear. So I can let you know whatever I'm sure it's about to share. So, yes, I am Hollywood. I am the one that was in the relationship with Kerry Rhodes that played for the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay, say what? So they no longer in a relationship?
No longer.
Okay.
No longer in a relationship. I met Kerry about a year ago, probably like a year and a half ago. I met him when I went to Arizona for a job, like to be an assistant from me and my friend Allison. So we went to Kerry's game. Kerry was injured at the time, so he came up to the suite and he talked to us. He was very interested to know, you know, who I was. He was looking for a new assistant, and, you know, he knew about me and Allison. So it was me and Alton that, he wanted us to assist him. So I got to know Kerry. We became very close. I moved in with Kerry at his home in Arizona. At first, we were just friends. We were getting to know each other. Then we got in a relationship. We was in a relationship like a whole year. I was there. People knew who I was. They seen me as his top assistant. And when I say top, that meaning I handled everything for him. No one went to Kerry for anything. They came to me. I was the person that hired his PR team now. I hired his assistant that he has now. I hired him along with the bodyguards and the drivers and whatever else. So as we got in our relationship, you know, we went on a lot of trips out of the country, Hawaii, you know, wherever. You know, we did a lot of travel. One thing led to another, and we started pulling together. I went with him to a training camp this past year when he was there in Arizona. I was there with him the whole time in training camp. His football teammates knew me. They liked me a lot. I was cool with them. They liked my personality. You know, they knew something was going on, but they just didn't know what, because I don't hide who I am. I am who I am, and get what the hell is it. And
that's right.
You know, I'm not walk around sagging when I wear skin. I don't sag. And this is what it is. This is what time it is. I ain't about to sag for nobody. Michelle Obama, Barack, I don't give a damn who he is. I'm not sagging. So I was definitely myself, and that's what they liked about me. They liked my personality. And I'm this person. I will tell you what time it is. I might not always be right, but I'm always real.
Okay.
And that's what he liked about me. So, he liked me so much, he did spend a lot of money. He definitely took care of me, and I took care of him as well. You know, with his team, making sure everything was legit, with booking things, you know, make sure nobody running a book overall.
Right.
That was my job. So when we came close, I went to training camp. Me and Shannon Tatum, he's an actor. I'm sure you know him. He was with me up there for like a day because he's friends with Kerrigan. So we were up there. We had a good time. He was in training camp. I seen him, you know, in between practices and when they had breaks. And when we got back, you know, it's most football. So he went into the football, you know, into the football world and was playing football. I was there for like the first, maybe like the first seven games, maybe. First seven games of the season, he and I were still together. We started shooting a reality show, maybe like 3 months before camp. And it was just like a pilot for a show for him to present a show. The show was involved around me and how I act and pretty much him and, you know, what he do.
So that's the show that you have posted up on your
Facebook. That's a piece of the show. Correct. That was a piece of the show. And we hired a guy named Mike to, you know, pretty much follow us around and do different things, you know, with that. So
he was in that. I thought I saw him. Was he in that clip?
He was. He was in the background of one of the clips with the bodyguard.
Okay, I thought I saw him. Okay.
So that's him. So Mike presented the show to the Wii Channel. The guy from the Wii Channel, he wanted to know if we was in a relationship. He wanted to know if we was in a relationship. And Mike told him no. Mike told him, no, we're not in a relationship. You know, he's like, we're just friends. Because Mike couldn't really speak on if we was in a relationship or not because Mike didn't know. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
He didn't know. He just seen us as friends. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, maybe he loved him like a little brother. I say this. If he loved me like a little brother, he fucked me like a wife. And that's just me being real with you. And, you know, people... You know, they knew something, but they didn't know something. Because it's not normal for a guy to be like we were if it was not something. You know, it was not normal. You can see in the pictures. You know, pictures says a lot of things. And you can see in the pictures that it was something there. We
was he like that around a lot of, you know, his straight friends and associates?
You know,
so
he
like
didn't have a lot of friends. But the people that we was around... He acted the same. You can see he was hugging me,
yeah.
You know, and different things like that. And the thing about it is that the first set of pictures, I don't know how they got out because I did not put those pictures out. If you go on my Facebook page, you will see the same pictures, but I always carry out the pictures because it was nobody's business. And I am not the one to just dig in and say, yeah, he's with me. Now, what pissed me off about the whole situation is when he and I stopped talking, the pictures got out, and he said that he was not gay. To me, you shouldn't have said shit. If you're not going to tell the truth, don't try to make me look stupid because this is what I say. You play Nintendo, you play Xbox, you play lottery. You don't play Hollywood. You do not play me. I'm not the one, and I don't have time for the game. You see, my thing is now with Carrie. It's no fun when the rest got good. And he knows that. And he knows I'm going to tell people what time it is and the truth. And he knows it. And when he done that and said, I think he made a comment, I'm just as straight as a arm, and arm has his elbow done. So, you know, he just say little things. And what really, really hit me over the top is when he had Allison, the assistant, to call TMZ and say that he was me and say, yeah, me and Carrie are just friends. He's like my brother. First and foremost, I can nail Allison's ass doing that, but that was not me that called and said that. That was Carrie putting Allison up to call and saying that thing. You know, saying that.
And who's Allison? His other assistant?
Allison is the other assistant that I brought in. Now, let me tell you about Allison, okay? Allison, when I first met Allison and I put Allison on the job, girl, Allison did not have $25. Because of me, Allison is where he is today. Now, so what I done was I turned an ugly duck into a swan. And that's just what I done. And I'm just being real. So, Allison, when you work for Carrie, or when you work for like a lot of celebrities, you have to sign a confidential, you know, paper saying, you know, you can say this or you can't say that.
Right.
So, this is what I didn't sign the paper. I never signed the paper. So, I can say what the hell I want to say. But let me tell you, I don't give a damn who you is. I'm not signing nothing until I know what I'm signing.
Right.
Of course, I never signed it. So I can talk and say whatever I want to say. I got an opinion all day. If you want to try to check me, answer at your own risk. So he knows that. And Carrie has not said much because Carrie knows I will come and get you. Like, he knows that I'm going to say what I want to say. And he knows I'm going to be real. And right now he's in this place where he don't know what to do. But my thing is, and I think you can agree, if you didn't want people to know, you shouldn't have said nothing. And you shouldn't have had someone call and say they were me. And that really upset me. And see, I don't throw rocks and hide my hands. That's not what I do. I can own up to anything I do or say and carry no.
Now, the second set of pictures, you got the first set of pictures you didn't put out. The second set of pictures.
The pictures is pretty much coming out now. Okay, this is what happened. We had off the talk phone, the troop with us that was taking the pictures. And it was a disc. And it was, like I said, he had like a sample picture. Now, honestly, I think the one of them probably put the pictures out because he had fired some of the pictures from the camera.
Mm.
And a lot of people had some pictures, so you could just stick a CD in your computer and you know it would download. You know, you could get here, you just stick it in there, it'll download. So, you know, like I said, the pictures that's out now, that's just a little bit of what time it is. Now, if I wanted to be dirty, I could go in my iPhone and I could pull a text message when he's saying, baby, I love you, and baby, go get me this, and baby, you already come. Now, see, that's the kind of game that I could play if I wanted to. Now, it is some pictures that I have that people don't have. And my thing is, and you know, only a blind man could see what time it is on those pictures. What straight man totes another man around?
Well, he said that y'all were just horsing around and, you know, just having a good time. And
so we horsed around on every picture that's out there. We horsed around the whole damn time. And we probably was horsing around. And that's probably true. But would you be a little disturbed if you seen any pictures of your boyfriend and he was horsing around with his homeboy?
You sure is right. Now, let me ask you. I know this is kind of personal now. Do y'all have a sex tape or anything like that?
We don't have a sex tape. However, I would never make a sex tape. We don't have a sex tape, but I can tell you with a lot of sex, I can tell you that. And you can see
goodness.
In the pictures that he was very, very happy. And the thing about it is, Carrie knows that he cannot. It's nowhere around him. My thing is, look, say we was in a relationship, and I wouldn't have even said anything until he said what he said. Now, people, I just said the football players, they love me. They think I'm a cool person. They say, why don't you get your own reality show? You know, and they had no problem with me. I have straight friends and I have gay friends. I have a lot of, you know, a lot of homegirls. I'm friends with a lot of football players. Why? You know, I was not going to get him, but then when he done those things, I said, you know something? Okay, that's a different ballgame. Yes, you're really playing, you know, you're playing. You know, it's crazy. Slippery when wet. Need to be true.
Now, when y'all broke up, was it a good breakup? Was it a bad breakup?
This was our breakup. And we broke up because people sort of kind of started when Mike put out the pilot for the show. People could see that it was something there. They could see that it was something there. And it was a breakup as in, you know, we just want to get back a little bit because people know. And that was pretty much a breakup. It was not nothing like a really, really bad damn breakup.
Okay.
No, it was not that. It was not that. And it's turned into something now. And I'm at the point I'm going to give a damn. Because if anybody asks me anything, I'm going to tell them. And I'm not going to cover for Carrie. And my thing is, I want girls to know, my shit is for real. This shit happens. You can think that you got a football player for a boyfriend and all that shit. Girl, this shit is for real. It happens. And I think that a lot of girls is lost. Because they, you know, I grew up a football player. They don't mean it. Because he plays football. Them doing it. Please, are you serious? You better get yourself a board cheerleader.
Okay. Because I was going to ask that, because you know with BallerAlert.com, you know, we have a lot of women who date ballers or try to date ballers or want to date ballers. But just saying, there's a lot of ballers out there that are currently undercover.
They're currently undercover. See, the thing about it is, this is how I work. I don't date boys with girlfriends. And I don't date men with kids. I don't date boys with girlfriends except I'm still. You need to be all about me. I ain't gonna show you with Ashley, Tiffany, and Stephanie, and Mary. I don't know these bitches, and I ain't about to share. Look, and that's just how I am. To me, it's a family. It hurts. Just saying, I don't do that situation. So I'm not the person that goes to down low brother. Either you're down
right.
And you gonna rock with me or you ain't. Now, you ain't about
right.
to go home with Stephanie and come to my house when Stephanie go to work. I ain't that type of motherfucker. And that's just it. I don't go for shit like that. Carrie was not messing with girls when he was with me. Because he was with me every single day, all day long that we were together. And I can assure you of that. Now,
Girl, said this was a year and a half. It was like a year and
Maybe like 4 months. Yeah. So, you know, I just want people to know this shit is for real. It's nothing. And like I say, if there's pictures out there, I have text messaging. I have text messages. And like they say, pictures say everything. Pictures say everything. And yes, I have been getting a lot of feedback. Do a reality show. Won't you own our reality show? You know, I have been getting this for like 2 or 3 weeks. And I feel like it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to seize the moment. I am going to do all that I can do because I feel that people need to know. This shit is for real. Sit around and thank your boyfriend. Ain't doing nothing. He might not be doing nothing with another girl, but he's probably with the boy.
And I can feel like Carrie like me. I mean, I would like me too.
Hey, okay, you working. You working.
I can say,
what is it,
you know,
you say you wear a size 26? What was it?
Yeah, I'm 29. And yeah, you know, and that's the thing. You know, it's just, you know, like even with Al, you know, college that there was him on the picture. I'm like, boy, size 26, you like to eat potatoes and shrimp and all that. Stop playing, okay? For real. Yeah,
so,
and you see, Carrie was in the Carrie is in the video, and then I don't know
right.
if you have a clip of the other video, but I'm actually driving Aston Martin.
Yes, and one of the videos I'm on his car. I don't know if you have that one, but that's on my Facebook page as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you should put that
one
in
the videos. I have one of the 15-minute one.
You don't have. Where's another one? I'm on his car. You should get that one and put that one up today. Is this Hollywood and Hills and Carrie's Aston Martin? And one more thing that you should know about Carrie did do a lot of things for me. He bought me a lot of things. He did buy me a car. And I'm going to tell you about me. See, this is when smart and dumb comes in with me. I'm this person. If you buy me something, you're putting it in my name. And if you buy me something, you're paying it off. He definitely gives the 2 things, and you're not going to buy me nothing that's in your name because it's your car. And you're not going to buy me nothing to leave me with the payment. I don't think
right.
so. But that's when smart and dumb comes in. So, yeah, he definitely.
What kind of car did he get
ring.
You?
I have the new Infiniti. I had the new Infiniti truck. And he called it as the Aston Martin mine, but I didn't call it mine because it was still in his name. However, he did want to put it in my name, and that's something that I did do, you know. So I was a crazy person. I could do a lot of, you know, I could have done a lot of things. Like I said, I love Carrie. Carrie loved me. He's in the picture, to be honest, we had something. And it just really upset me that he lied. To me, he shouldn't have said anything, and I would have been better off. If he hadn't said anything, you and I would be on the phone today.
Why do you think he's denying it?
Well, see, he's a free agent. And so when you're a free agent, you're not already on a team. It's about you getting a team. So, you know, he seems to think it's a bad look, but honestly, his homeboy is probably going to die soon, too. So, you know, if you be the voice of reason and say, I was with him, then maybe the rest of you guys, you know, your homeboys come out and we can all go to Gay Pride together. I don't know.
There's another athlete
did
say that there were going
to
be some more NFL ballers that were going to come out and say that, you know, that they were gay. Was Carrie not included in that four people that were going
to come out? Included in that. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. Because, see, Carrie has lied to the public. He has lied to his fans. So now, he know if he was to come out, they would eat his ass up. You see what I'm saying? Because he's called a lie. He has flat out told a lie. Now, I don't know if he could be the gay guy to say, well, you know, he said that I was the only guy he has ever been with. So I don't know how you go around it. But to me, if you still gay, you still gay, right? You still gay. You still
that's
a man.
True. That's true. It's true. Whether it's 1 or 100, it is what it is. Now, when it came down to the relationship, though, who kind of was the, I don't want to say aggressor, but I guess that's the best way to put it. Like, who was the person, who came on to who to create a relationship?
Well, of course he came on to me. I'm too fabulous to come on to anybody. That's not what I do. Now, I do have a lot of men that come on to me because I just don't come on to men because I don't know what time it is for you. So I would never come on to a man. And honestly, girl, a lot of gay guys is like me, meaning a lot of gay guys don't come on to guys. It's always the other way around. It's always the manly ones that seem to come on. Of course, I wouldn't come on to nobody. I have fun with attraction, but I thought he liked girls, and my thing is I know my
everybody
friend.
Thought
I
he was.
No, he ain't funny. He definitely
okay.
I can assure you.
So he came on to you. How did he, what did he say? Like,
well, the thing about it is,
you?
Like I said, we it just did not take place like that. It was not. We, you know, I'm a classy bitch. So, you know, you had to sort of kind of show me what time it was. So he did. And, you know, we got, I'm with you. And we definitely didn't sleep together. It took like a month, almost 2 months to sleep together. He was the first person that did make the first move, as in kissing. Because, see, I just don't do that. I'm not coming up to nobody at the end of the day. I'm not about to do that. And Kerry knows that he done that. And like I said, Kerry knows I have text messages. I have text messages all the way back to God knows me. You know, in one of my phones from him. And it is what it is. And like I said, I wouldn't have never, I didn't sell him out. He sold himself out. I didn't sell him out. But one thing you're not going to do is make me look stupid. And like I said, you can do whatever you want to do on your time to do whatever. But you can't play Hollywood. And that's just that. But at the end of the day, I want to say what the hell I want to say.
Yes, I know that's right. Now, your publicist, or I think I keep calling her your publicist, I apologize, but she's the one who she was emailing me, and she said you had some photos that you wanted to send us that haven't already been put out.
Well, I think that she had, I think that she had one out, make sure I get those. And I really, really want people to get my name right, because they're calling me Russell Jackson, I'm Russell Simpson, and they're saying like, Russell Jackson, I don't know who that is. Yeah,
you know what?
So
our PayPal had Russell Jackson. And we put that, I'm going to change that on our site too. It's Russell Hollywood Simpson.
And then you can just say Russell Simpson if you want to. Hollywood is what they call me. Yes, it's definitely, you know, Russell Simpson. And I want people to know my name. And like I said, I have got a lot of people that want me to sit here and talk about this. And I'm taking every opportunity that I can get. And the one reason that I'm doing it is for my home. It's for girls. Like, I love girls. But I think people need to know that this shit really happens, and people really do need to be careful, because just because you play football in the NBA, that's wrong. That does not, you know, you can tell that every boy is gay, because I'm telling you right now, I ain't about to walk around with a guy to act like me. Who the hell, where we go? I mean, I have friends that act like me. I just ain't no sense of who I'm doing, who I ain't about to do it. Like, I ain't about to, you know, I'm no shopping.
Now, you mentioned one of your friends was Channing Tatum. Is he
gay too? He's not. He's like a brother to me. I'm the person that actually introduced him to Kim. He's like a brother to me. I'm also great friends with Ray Lewis. Ray Lewis is like a brother to me. I'm friends with his girlfriend as well. And James Harrison from the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, you know, I have homeboys that in the NFL that are straight. And, you know, we're cool. You know, and that's all it is. I'm cool with our girlfriends. If anything, my straight homeboys call me and be like, who was that chick you was with last night? You know, that's
okay.
What they do. You see? Because, you know, I have some bad chicks to do with me. And, you know, Tori can tell you. Tori was with me when I first met Kerry. Because he walked slam past her to see what the side 29 was talking about. And he know he did. She walked slam past my homegirl to sit down to see who I was. And he did. She knows.
Wow, that is very interesting. Are you afraid of any, like, backlash from Kerry? Can Kerry bring any? Because you said you didn't sign any confidentiality.
I don't feel that he can backlash. How can he backlash? Like I said, the pictures that are out, we are in the pictures together. He was willing to take the pictures, so it's not like there's any pictures out there of that him that people's putting out or that myself is putting out. We both are in the pictures, so we both wanted to take the pictures. If you didn't want the pictures out, then you shouldn't have gotten the pictures. That's how I feel.
Right.
So what can he possibly do to me? Can't do nothing to me. Now, if he's confident, it's just going to make me look good, because then more and more people would know me, and I'm going to let them know what's coming.
All right. Now, the end-all result, I guess you've already kind of touched on it, but just to kind of sum it all up, what are you gaining from this? Like, what do you get from this? I know you want to do a reality show. You want to bump, right?
What I gain from this is this, you know, I'm not really trying to go for nothing. A lot of things is coming my way. My thing is I want to let people know that he is telling a lie. And he opened the door himself. And I want to let people know, just because your boys and the boys play football, that's not saying they don't get there. That's, you know, it's not like I'm trying to, oh, my gosh, see, I know that I can do a reality show. I know that people love me. I know that the world would love me. And it's just the way that I got into it was through him. And it's not like I, you know, threw him under the bus. Now, Kerry, he did bring a gun to a knife fight to me, but he denied it. Like I say, with the Chris Bosh and Lil Wayne thing, they just shut up. Nobody never said nothing. He should just shut the hell up.
Right. I hear that.
And And then, like, you know, like I said, him having Alvin calling people really kicked me off, because it's not me calling people saying that this is it.
Well, I let you listen to the whole interview of Russell Hollywood Simpson. First name Russell, middle name Hollywood, last name Simpson. Slash ex-boyfriend slash ex-assistant to the football player, free agent now, formerly of the New York Jets and the Arizona Cardinals, safety Kerry Rhodes. I just push the information out there. I'm not making any kind of accusations, but in another interview, a reporter asked Kerry Rhodes about gay in the sports, and listen to this.
What are you looking for in a lady?
What am I looking for? I'm looking for a girl that is all about having a good time with the person they're with. Smart, of course, know what they're talking about, can carry on a conversation. And just like I said, be fun, have fun. Don't make everything a big deal and just enjoy life. That's my biggest thing.
And one little bit of a serious question.
Okay.
The NFL has been asking some of the candidates about their sexual orientation.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's a good thing. I think for us, for a football player to grow as our franchise, our brand to grow, I think, you know, a lot of people outside of football think we're big, tough guys, and that's what we're about. We're not anything past that. But, you know, we have a lot of guys that are intellectual guys that are smart, guys that business-driven, business-oriented. And now, I mean, now that the sexual orientation thing is coming up, I think you will find that somebody will come out and say that they're, you know, whatever the situation is. And I think it's a good thing. I think the more you grow as a person, as an individual, you become secure with who you are. And that doesn't matter what your sexual orientation is, and I think that's a good thing.
Well, what do you think? You know, I think it's time, and just think about this. Magic Johnson's son comes out, and Magic is more than accepting of it, more than intolerant of it. There's been gay issues that have been going on for years. More and more people are coming out of the closet and saying that either they're bisexual or they leave an alternate lifestyle batting from the other side or batting from the same side as their sex. Let me put it that way. Now, the one stigmatism that's still there is in men's sports, because in women's sports, there have been players, even going back to Billie Jean King, when she was for those who don't know who Billie Jean King is, a very famous and world champion tennis player, and she came out long ago when she was very popular, and said she led an alternate lifestyle. It's not the only one. Women basketball players have come out and said that they prefer the opposite sex. Right now, we just had the WNBA draft, and Brittany Griner was the number one pick. And Brittany Griner has come out and acknowledged that she is gay. And, you know, the play in women's sports as opposed to men's sports, it seems like those women are more accepting of players coming out versus being in the men's locker room. And Brittany Griner, not like that she's real renowned. I mean, she just graduated. She's just coming out from college. She's the number one pick, so everybody wants her opinion. Not that she knows. She's a know-all and be-all, but she was asked the question of why is it that women's sports, as opposed to men's sports, coming out is accepted. And her quote is, I really couldn't give an answer on why that's so different. Being one that's out, it's just being who you are. Again, like I said, just be who you are. She also said it doesn't matter what others might think of her or other gay athletes. This is a quote, don't worry about what other people are saying, what other people are going to say, because they're always going to say something, but if you're just true to yourself, let that shine through. Don't hide who you really are. And I have to totally agree with her there. I'm not gay. I'm just saying that her philosophy, I totally agree with that. And she was also asked, and this is from an interview from SI.com about the difficulty in coming out or considering her, and they said, this is what they said, considering her statue as a prominent athlete. Well, I don't know about a prominent athlete, but she's a known athlete, let me put it that way. Her quote is, it really wasn't too difficult. I wouldn't say I was hiding or anything like that. I've always been open about who I am and my sexuality. So it wasn't hard at all. If I can show that I'm out and I'm fine and everything's okay, then hopefully the younger generation will definitely feel the same way. I've always been really open about my sexuality and who I am. I never thought a big coming out was necessary. Now, this is good and this is bad. And I'll give the bad first for the simple reason that in the religious circles, this is it's frowned upon in the church, okay, through the Bible. I don't have the passage, wish I had the passage in front of me, but leading a lifestyle of being intimate and showing your affection to the same sex as you are is a sin before God. But I feel this way. If you be who you are, okay, a lot of people think that, and this is both ways, and it can be viewed both ways. A lot of people view that being a person that leads an alternate lifestyle, preferring the same sex as you are, is a choice. It's a choice you make. And then there's a thinking that being a person who likes the another person of the same sex, you were born with that. Which side of the coin do you fall on? What side of the coin do I fall on? Well, I fall on this. I fall on the side of you are who you are, meaning you. If for most of the time, for the most part, let me put it this way. I'll say it like this. I believe a person who leads an alternate lifestyle, who's a switch hitter, who whatever you want to call him, is born like that. It may take one time or another for that person to finally realize their true identity, but you are born with that. There's nothing that can change how you were born. It's in your DNA. Not to say that that your parents gave you a defective gene or anything like that. If you want to put it that way, you were born like that. Every time a person is born, it's a blessing from God. I truly believe that. Every time a person is born, it's a blessing from the man upstairs. So if the man upstairs helped bring you into this world and you are leading a different lifestyle than if you're a woman, if you're a girl, and you're born into this world, and you lead a different lifestyle than your mother, who married your father, you were born like that, and God helped bring you into the world like that. And quite naturally, if you were born and you were a boy, and you are leading a lifestyle that likes the same that likes the same sex, which is another man, you were brought in this world by the man upstairs who helped bring you into this world. He doesn't make mistakes. Okay? So everyone that comes into this world is blessed by the man upstairs for the simple fact they were able to come into this world with his blessing. Now, the things that you do can only be judged by the man upstairs. Whether they're right or wrong, they can only be judged by the man upstairs, who's the all-empowering, who's the almighty, who sees everything and knows everything. So when it comes your time to meet your maker, to rejoin, because everyone who's born is dying as soon as they're born. If you listen, if you understand what I'm saying, there's always, it's a cycle. You're born, you live a certain amount of years, and you never know how long you have on this earth. It could be 1 week, 1 year, 10 years, 100 years, whatever amount of time that you have on this earth, you live it as well as you can, and you will be judged when it comes time to meet your maker, to be with the Lord, and He will judge you whether you are with the Lord or with Satan, depending on what type of lifestyle you live. So hopefully, so I'm not here to judge anyone. I'm here to live my life and help those that I can help whenever I can help them. And hopefully we can coexist and enjoy each other's company while we have each other on this earth. Didn't want to get into that, but I just wanted to get that. The idea that it's a choice, it's not a choice, in my opinion. It's not a choice. But I think there are those people of the religious portion of the society, very religious portion of society, or I just say religious, but the ones that believe that this is a choice, and it's a choice of the devil, and it's a sin. And, you know, I understand if you would interpret that in the Bible, I understand that. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I understand it, okay? And it's, we're all not the same. We're all not built the same. We don't think exactly the same. I know a lot of people think that everyone should think the way they should think, but that's not going to happen. That's not ever going to happen. And some people can deal with that, and some people have a hard time dealing with those that don't think the same way they do. Anyway, with that being said, with that covering that, without getting any further into being any more philosophical as I've gotten so far, I wanted to cover that because that, and I finally got it off my chest enough that I can move on to other subjects. And the other subject I want to move on is the other subject I want to talk about with the last 15 minutes of the show, which is apropos because I have 1, 2, 3. Three games that were played yesterday And let's go to the first game that was played. One of the most historic matchups over quite a few years. Happens to be with the team that I like the most in the NBA, the New York Knicks, with their number two seed in the Eastern Conference, with the much, I wouldn't say criticized, but the much scrutinized, one of the most scrutinized players, especially in New York, especially at he because of the New York Knicks player, Carmelo Anthony, who's won, if I'm not mistaken, one playoff series. Not one playoff series, but he's been to one playoff final in the Western Conference, but he hasn't been able to take his team to the NBA Finals. So some people consider Carmelo Anthony selfish, not a team player, only looking out to get his points. And if the team happens to win, that's fine. I have defended Carmelo Anthony in so many people's eyes because same thing I'm saying now. Who has he had beside him on the team? Same thing that was happening with Patrick Ewing, with the parts that were put around Patrick Ewing. And I'm not equating, but I am, Patrick Ewing and Carmelo Anthony, but I'm the same type of scenario, that Carmelo Anthony has got a lot of, I wouldn't say spare parts, but yeah, I would say he's got a lot of spare parts from other teams that, in my opinion, they've, I wouldn't say they've overachieved, but I think they've achieved more than some skeptics have thought they would achieve, because they the team is made up of an older, I think the oldest players, the oldest team in the NBA, from what I understand. And well, you have to think, without Rashad Wallace, they had and let's go down the roster here. They had Carmelo Anthony. They just added Errol Barron, but before that they had Rasheed Wallace, who came back after 2 years. Got Marcus Campy, who's old as dirt and been around for quite a while. Tyson Chandler is not a young guy. He's 30. So this is Carmelo Anthony's 28. Errol Barron's 31. Not that's all right. Marcus Camby is 39. Tyson Chandler is 30. Chris Copeland is 29. Ray Felton's 28. Jason Kidd is 40. Kenyon Martin is 35. Steve Novak's 29. Pablo Brigiani is 36. Quentin Richardson is 33. Iman Shumpert is 22, the youngest one on the team. J.R. Smith is the second youngest on the team at 27. And then you got Amari Stoudemire and James White sitting there at 30. So you have 6 players out of, 15 that are 22 or older, or 20, between 22 and 29. Everyone else is from 30 and up to 40. An old team put together, with the coach being Mike Woodson, who took over last year from Mike D'Antoni, who's instilled some discipline, some strength in his coaching, and some defense. I got his number one player to buy in. That's the key, to get your number one player to buy in to what you're trying to do. And quite naturally, the following 14 have to fall in line. If your number one player is doing and listening and taking coaching and criticism from your coach and willing to do that, because he sees what this coach is trying to do and he believes in the coach, all the other players have to fall in line, because if the number one player does it, you have no choice. He's supposedly the leader. He's supposed to be the one that to set the tone. And if Carmelo Anthony is willing to take the criticism and coaching that Mike Woodson is giving him, then he's a team player. He's for the team and not just for Carmelo Anthony. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that don't understand what that is about. If the number one player buys in to what the coach is saying, and he's definitely, you can see it on the court that he's buying in, even though every player, for the most part, a lot of players do stray and take quite crazy shots or do something off of what they're supposed to be doing on the court. But for the most part, if he's doing what the coach wants him to do on the court, and they'll take the criticism, if he's not from the coach, the rest of the team buys in, that is the what you call a team player, because he's not dumbing his game, he's not dumbing down his game, but he's conforming his game to work within the concepts of the team. So they play the Celtics. Like I said, a much a very big matchup over the years. Like I said before, and the Knicks, it was a touch and go for a long period of time on this, but they prevailed and came out on top by only allowing 8 points in the fourth quarter, 25 points in the second half. They completely shut, for the most part, completely shut down the Boston Celtics in the second half, scoring 25 points. The Boston Celtics only scored 25 points. How often does that happen? In the third quarter, Celtics scored 13 points. In the fourth quarter, they only scored 8 points. And that it was a good thing, because the Knicks weren't shooting that well. They shoot the most threes in the NBA. They only scored 85 points. So their shooting wasn't that good. Excuse me. Their shooting was off, even though Carmelo scored 36 points. He was 13 for 29. J.R. Smith was 7 for 19 in 32 minutes. And they took the most shots, quite naturally. They usually do take the most shots. Carmelo, 36 points. JR with 15. But that's not a good percentage. That's below. They shot 40%, almost 41% as a team. The field to 3-point percentage is 36%, which is not that bad, okay? I mean, it's 9 for 25, so they take a lot of threes. But their defense. People say that Carmelo doesn't play defense. Well, Carmelo plays defense. He's been playing defense, and he's been sharing the ball, even though he only had one assist. I understand that, but he has been sharing the ball. He moves the ball around. It's not just when the ball gets to Carmelo, it's going to get stuck there. That's not the case. They have another matchup on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. And I expect the same results. Quite nasty when they get to Boston. It's been an emotional time for those in Boston. It's going to be an emotional time on Tuesday when they get back there to when they do get back to Boston. It's not Tuesday. When they get back there, it's going to be an emotional time then. And hopefully the Knicks can do something positive up there. I don't expect them to lose both games up there. They may lose one, but I don't expect them to lose both games up there. Let's move on to the next game, which was the mid-afternoon game. Excuse me. Which was went down to the last, and it literally went down to the last seconds. Golden State Warriors, a very, very young team in Golden State Warriors against it's a no-name team, but it is basically a no-name team with no really big name on it, but a George Karl coach team played extremely well, extremely poised to get out a win. They have a very long, I think it's over 30 games, win streak at home. And they got out with a Andre Miller last few seconds layup to win the game by 2 points. Let me tell you something here. I think the next time the Warriors and Nuggets play, I think the Warriors are going to win. And I think the Warriors are going to win this series. For the simple fact is, this is a very young team, and it showed extremely well how young this team is in the first game against the Nuggets. They made a lot of young, stupid mistakes, but they're learning, and they learn quick. They barely lost this game, and I think the fact is it's an education on the run, and I think they're going to benefit from learning what they learned about playoff basketball and how do you need to step up your game, and you can't play the same way you play in regular season in the playoffs. And I think they're going to make a nice run here. I like the Warriors in this series. Now, I could be on the wrong side of it, but I'm not the first time I'm known to not take a chance. And I'm taking a chance here and making a bold statement. I think the Warriors will take this out. And it may go seven games, but I think the Warriors are going to take the Nuggets out. Let's move on with a little more than 2 minutes left in the show. Is the final NBA game, no, not the final, but one the next one that was played, and that was the Bulls and the Nets. All I can say was this thing was over by halftime. This thing was definitely over by halftime. The Nets were up 60-35 at halftime. It was over. It was over by halftime. It wound up 106-89, but for the most part, it was all garbage time in the fourth quarter. This was over. I don't see this happening. I think the Bulls, for some reason, were out of sync, couldn't hit brush out of a barn. I don't think that's going to happen, and I think there's going to be a different game. Realize this. The Nets lost to the Bulls three out of the four times they played this past year. So the Bulls have the season series. So even though the Nets basically blew them out, I think this series is going to take a while to get decided. And in the final game, which was a late game, the Grizzlies and the Clippers. I see this being probably one of the easiest series to go. I think the Clippers one is relatively easy. They scored 29, 28, 18, and 37 in that order in the quarters. The big quarter for the Grizzlies was 30. I don't think they have the firepower to stay up with the Clippers. And I see this is going to be an easy series. And I see the Clippers taking this in five games. All right, I want to thank you for listening to the show. I appreciate you spending the time out of your busy Sunday to take the time to listen to me. So tune in next week, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, when JT, a.k.a. the Master, and the Master Plan will be in effect. Tune in on Thursday, where we are talking about the NFL Draft, which starts on Thursday, the 25th. That's the FSP Cruise Show. at 8 p.m. We'll be talking about that draft because it starts. The first round starts on Friday. Second round is on Friday, and then the second and third round on Friday, and then subsequent rounds and ends up on over the weekend. So, with all that being said, I want to thank you for listening, and like I've always said, when I close this show out, life isn't fear. What goes around comes around. Be careful how you treat people. Today may be for you, but remember, tomorrow is for someone else. Just how God pulls you up, he can pull you down. You never know who you will need. And I'll say this again, and I stressed it. Be careful how you treat people. Do unto others as you want them to do unto you. Peace and blessings. And I'm going to close the show out with some Robin S. and Show Me Love. I'm going to play the whole thing and then close the show out. Peace.